remember the days in the bygone days when we were all in our prime. Alice and Johnny, we gave the old man hell down in the Blue Diamond Mine. Then the whistle blow and the rooster crow 2 hours before daylight, when a man done his best and he earned a good rest and had $17 a night. In the mines and the mines and the Blue Diamond Mine, I've worked my whole life away. In the mines and the mines and the Blue Diamond Mine, I'll fall on your knees and pray. John L. had a dream, but it's broken, it seems, and the union is letting us down. Last night they took away my hospital card, saying, why don't you leave this old town? So I'll go door saying, what did you bring me down? In the mines, in the mines, in the Blue Diamond Mines, I've worked my whole life away. In the mines, in the mines, in the Blue Diamond Mines, I'll fall on your knees and pray. It's the law of the block, and it's big leather wood, and now it's Blue Diamond too. The pits, they are closed, and get another job, but what else can a poor miner do? You old black gold, and your dust has darkened my home. And now that we're home, turn and meet you at the door, saying, what did you bring me down? In the mines, in the mines, in the Blue Diamond Mines, I've worked my whole life away.
I got the second two and the last two verses mixed up a little, but I'll have it next year.
You thought of those porta potties again?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, man, that was great. That's nice. Fun. We need to get that one back into rotation.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Let's get the Ben, if you don't mind. Would you mind getting the guitar and get Fred to sing a little bit?
Well,
you don't want to?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Is that good, Ben?
I hate that Ben's got to get his strap adjusted correctly. We don't want him to go up here strapless. That would not be.
I just wouldn't go over with it.
That would be sad. Indeed, it would.
He'd be better off with a halter top, wouldn't he?
I don't even want to go there, Lou. I can't stand the visual. Anyway.
You mean you didn't get one already?
I know. This is a song. Fred, would you like to talk a little bit about
that? Sure. This one is a song that's seen recorded a long time ago and written by Tim O'Brien and Pat Alger. And you know, truthfully, the song is written so well, all you have to do is sing it. You don't have to do anything. I mean, it's, the words just kind of, as most songs do, the words just really tell the story. But this goes out to all you folks, couples that have been together any length of time.
Being a barber.
That's right. And also those who are just starting out and hope to get there. And I have some special friends from Southern Maryland who are here. Sammy and Sydna Buckmaster, who are celebrating their 48th wedding anniversary. So we'd like to send this out to them.
How about you and Kyle, Fred?
Yeah, my wife Kyle and I just recently celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary. Woo!
Robert and Grace.
They've
been married for a long 30.
Yeah.
30 years.
Believe me, my wife has earned stars in her crown every day putting up with me, I'm telling you. But
you can say that again, Fred.
Anyway, okay. This is like I used to do.
Oh, okay.
Ready, Ben?